Hansard from Irish group The Frames and Czech vocalist and multi-instrumentalist Markéta Irglova singing Falling Slowly, one of several songs from the duo featured in Jan Schrebeck's latest film Beauty in Trouble. Last year, this twosome's critically acclaimed LP, The Swell Season, debuted in the Irish album charts at number 5 and was to remain in the top 30 there for several weeks. Although Glenn Hansard is no stranger to such success, having been a well-known figure on the Irish and international music scene since the early 1990s with his band The Frames, it was the first time his collaborator, Markéta Irglova, came to widespread attention. Nevertheless, this 19-year-old singer and composer from the Moravian town of Valašské Meziříčí is herself something of a musical veteran, as she has toured and performed regularly with Glenn Hansard for a number of years. Their musical journey together began when Markéta was just 13 years of age. Glenn Hansard came to her town to play a gig with The Frames while they were promoting their album For the Birds in 2001. Having met Marquetta's parents previously at a concert he played in Prague, Glenn and his band were guests at her house the night before The Frames were due to play.
Star, star, teach me how to shine, shine. Teach me so I know what's going on in your mind. Cause I don't understand these people.
The day before they gig, we did this garden party. And you know the way it is, Irish people gather up around the fire and the guitar was there. And so we were playing guitars and singing. And because I knew the Frames record before, I was singing Star Star along. And so Glenn was like, wow, that's great. And so next day he got me up on stage to sing Star Star. And since then I've been going up on stage pretty much every time they play. Today I write a lot of songs and I record albums, which is kind of wacky.
Star, star, teach me how to shine, shine. Teach me so I know what's going on in your mind. Cause I don't understand these people saying we're all asleep.
Markéta subsequently recorded this version of Star Star with The Frames, which appeared on their special edition live album The Breadcrumb Trail in 2003. Encouraged by Glenn Hansard, she soon began writing her own songs and playing concerts with The Frames frontman around the Czech Republic. She has since toured extensively with Hansard in both Ireland and the United States, as well as in other countries. Their LP, The Swell Season, came about when they were booked by director Jan Schrebeck to record a couple of songs for his film Beauty in Trouble after he had seen them play a small gig together in Prague. Having plenty of studio time left over after recording the tracks Schrebeck wanted, they decided to also record a number of songs they had played together over the years. After they had finished, they realised they had enough material for an album.
How many times have I been here? How many times?
The fact that all the songs Markéta wrote for the album are in English might explain why she seems to be better known abroad than she is in her homeland. It's perhaps not surprising that she writes in English, given Glenn Hansard's influence on her work. But Markéta also feels that the English language lends itself better to her music than her native Czech.
Whatever it is about English, it's very musical. You can bend it in a certain way that it just works. It doesn't sound silly when you sing with English. It flows very beautifully, whereas Czech is quite hard. And when you sing in Czech, it just doesn't flow as well. English is just a perfect language for music, in my opinion. Also, Czech is very specific. When you say something, everybody knows what you're talking about, whereas English is a bit vaguer. You have more freedom in the way you speak in English.
What's the Czech for do you love?
Milujesho.
So, milujesho?
Besides her musical exploits, Markéta Irglova has recently appeared in the film Once, where she stars as an Eastern European immigrant to Ireland who falls in love with a local busker, played by her long-term musical collaborator, Glenn Hansard. Once won an audience award at this year's Sundance Film Festival, and also features music from the Swell season on its soundtrack. Although proud of what she managed to achieve in the film, acting is not something Marqueta thinks she'll return to in a hurry.
It was very, very hard. It was much harder than music, because music is very, it's sincere, really. You write about things that happened in your life, and then you go and sing about them, and they feel real to you. They're really things that happened, or the things that you've experienced, and you're singing them quite openly to people. Whereas film is about pretending, and it's a very, very different thing. It's quite emotionally exhausting, because if you wake up and you're quite tired, or you're in a bad mood, or something's made you sad, and then you have to go shoot a scene where you're supposed to be happy, it takes a lot out of you. I loved watching the film afterwards. I loved just seeing the, you know, what it became, but I didn't enjoy the process so much.
Considering that Marqueta Irglova has toured extensively in several countries, contributed to the soundtrack of 2 movies, and appeared in 1, whilst also having a best-selling album to her name, it's hard to believe sometimes that she has only just turned 19 and has not even finished school. The last few years have certainly been a roller coaster ride for someone so young, but Marqueta seems to have taken it all in her stride, and doesn't feel the experience has done her any harm.
I feel very grateful for the way it happened, because I feel that through travelling and through all these experiences, I've kind of matured, and I've matured quite early and quite fast, and I just feel like I have such great knowledge that I would normally have in 30 years of age if I didn't go through all these things that I have gone through. So I feel kind of blessed, because I'm like, well, I have this knowledge now, and I'm only 19, and I have all this time to use this knowledge. You know, the way when you're young, you kind of like to experiment a lot, and you like to be wild, and I think I have that behind me now. There's certain things that I've tried, and I don't ever need to try them again, so it's good. I'm absolutely happy about the way it's gone.
Marqueta is now focused on doing her school leaving certificate examination in a few months. Once she's finished that, she plans to move to Ireland, a country she claims to have special feelings towards, and where she hopes, at least for a while, to take a break from the frenetic life she has led up to now.
I want to get a regular job, which is going to feel really strange. You know, something about the idea of having to be there for 10 o'clock or something every morning, it's just a little bit kind of strange. You know, when you're a musician, your schedule is just, you get up at 2 p.m. really and stuff, and you go to bed at 3 a.m. and it's very different to normal life. I don't want to call it normal life, but I can't really find another term for it. But when you go into a job like that in a cafe or in an office, you get up quite early and you get off at a certain time. But I have to say, I quite like the idea of doing something like that for a while.
I think it's time we give it.
That edition of Checks Today by Colleen O'Connor brings us to the end of today's programme here on Radio Prague. We leave you now with Marqueta Irglova and Glenn Hansard and their song Lies. From myself, Ian Willoughby, thanks for listening, goodbye and take care.
If you're ready now, volunteer. Take.